Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into the results from those May 3rd local elections here in Texas.
Right. Lots to unpack there.
Yeah, we've got this report from Lone Star Left we're working from. And the plan is, really, to pull out the main takeaways, see what these results might be signaling about, you know, the political direction in the state.
Focusing on the big trends, but also some specific examples of voter choices, right?
Exactly. We know you want the insights without getting lost in the weeds. So let's dive in. First off, what really jumps out at you from this report? What's the headline?
Well, the big thing, I think, is this pattern of rejection. It seems pretty widespread.
Rejection of?
Of candidates identified as far right or MAGA aligned, in the report's terms. Especially in local races, you know, school boards, city councils.
Okay. So not just a blip, but a trend the report sees across the state.
Yeah, the report really frames it that way. A significant trend. It wasn't just like one or two isolated results.
Right. And they use some pretty strong words, don't they? I think I saw sweep and trouncing mentioned.
They do. It points towards voters maybe prioritizing different things this time around, like public education, inclusivity, sort of pragmatic governing, maybe, instead of the culture war topics.
Yeah, there's that quote. It's pretty striking. Voters across Texas sent a message loud enough to rattle the far right out of their echo chambers. We're done with your culture wars, your book bans, and your crusade against public schools. I mean, that's direct.
It is. And when the report says MAGA aligned, just for context, it generally means candidates really backing the former president's movement, often focusing on those cultural flashpoints, conservative tastes on schools, social issues, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. So that quote really suggests a strong voter reaction.
It does. A high level of dissatisfaction, perhaps. Mm. And the report also mentions something called deep organizing playing a role.
Deep organizing. What does that entail, according to the report?
It sounds like sustained local on-the-ground work.
Yeah.
You know, voter registration, talking to people in the community, really supporting candidates at that hyper-local level.
Okay, so grassroots stuff making a difference.
That's the idea. And connecting that to the bigger picture, maybe it hints at a shift. Even if, you know, Texas isn't flipping blue tomorrow or anything.
Right, right. The report is careful about that, isn't it? Not overstating it, but definitely pointing to a change in momentum, maybe away from that specific wing of the right.
Exactly. And Tarrant County comes up as a prime example of this.
Ah, yes. Tarrant County. It sounds like that was a really key area in these elections.
It really stands out. The report describes it as a, well, a clean sweep against candidates backed by this group, Patriot Mobile.
Patriot Mobile. Remind us who they are again.
They're described as a conservative Christian wireless company, but they've become really active politically, right? Pouring money and support behind far-right candidates, particularly for school boards, often focused on curriculum, library books, those sorts of issues.
Okay, so a group with resources and focus.
Definitely. But despite that, their candidates in Mansfield ISD, Keller ISD, Grapevine Colleyville ISD, they lost. All of them.
Wow, a clean sweep, like you said. That's significant.
And it wasn't just the Patriot Mobile slate. The report notes the Tarrant County GOP apparently went 0 for 11 in key races in Fort Worth, Arlington, and Mansfield.
0 for 11. Ouch.
Yeah. And this was even like in Republican State Rep David Cook's district. Alan West apparently held a rally there.
And it still didn't help those candidates.
Seems not. Which suggests maybe a real gap between that particular political agenda and what local voters actually wanted. Maybe a fatigue with outside groups influencing local races.
Interesting. It points to voters perhaps wanting focus on, you know, local community needs, schools specifically.
Would be. And the report also flags some Democratic gains there. Debra Peoples winning in Fort Worth City Council. She's got a long history, right?
Yeah.
Activist, former party chair.
Yeah, highlighting that sustained local work again.
Exactly. And they give a specific huge shout out to the Tarrant County Young Democrats. Apparently, their ground game was really effective in those school board races they targeted.
So it sounds like that kind of focused local organizing really paid off in Tarrant. Okay. Let's shift down south. San Antonio, there's a mayoral runoff happening, but the report sees some interesting signs there, too.
Yeah, San Antonio is interesting. Gina Ortiz Jones is leading in the mayoral race by a pretty decent margin, over 11,000 votes, the report says.
And the report thinks that'll be tough for Rolando Pablos to make up.
That's the assessment, yeah. A challenging gap to close. Plus, they're predicting a potentially more progressive city council overall.
How so?
Well, several progressive candidates apparently either won their races outright or made it into runoffs. So the combined picture suggests a possible shift in the city's political leanings.
And turnout, the report mentioned something about that.
Right. It noted solid voter turnout, especially for a May municipal election, which can sometimes signal, you know, a motivated base.
And that motivation might help Ortiz Jones in the runoff.
That's the potential implication, yes. If that engagement holds, it could favor the candidates who tapped into whatever drove that initial turnout. The report definitely frames it as a call to action for San Antonio voters to show up again for the runoff.
Makes sense. Okay, let's move over to Dallas County. The report called it a solid night for liberals, but maybe not the same kind of dramatic shift as Tarrant.
Yeah, solid seems about right based on the report. It suggests Dallas County mostly held its existing, generally liberal-leaning ground in city council races.
But not entirely.
Well, they point to the re-election of Kara Mendelson in Place 12. She's described as a more conservative voice, so her win is framed as a, quote, sour note for liberals in an otherwise decent night.
Okay. And there are runoffs coming up there, too.
Yes, crucial ones in city council places 8 and 11. The report flags those as really important for determining the future direction of the Dallas Council.
So Dallas, mostly steady, but some key battles still left to fight in the runoffs.
That sums it up pretty well, based on the report.
All right. Now, Collin County. This one sounds really interesting. The report talks about Democratic breakthroughs in what used to be seen as, like, deep red territory.
Yeah, this is potentially very significant. Collin County, north of Dallas, has long been a Republican stronghold.
But not anymore, according to this.
Well, the report argues it's changing fast. It credits local Democratic organizers, saying they've been putting in the work for several cycles, and now it's really bearing fruit.
Where did they see wins?
In municipal races across the county, actually. Cities like McKinney, Melissa, Murphy, Plano, Richardson, they saw Democrats winning seats. City council, school boards.
Richardson even got a new mayor, right? Amir Omar.
That's right. And the report mentions a more diverse group of council members elected across the county, hinting at maybe demographic shifts playing a role, too.
What about the school boards there? That seems to be a recurring theme.
Big time. The report highlights victories for candidates explicitly running as pro-public education in Allen ISD, Plano ISD, Frisco, McKinney, Community ISD, quite a few.
And these were candidates running on specific platforms.
Yeah, the report says they emphasize things like truth, inclusion, and putting kids first. And crucially, they apparently beat candidates who were backed by those MAGA-aligned groups.
So the takeaway for Collin County is...
The report's conclusion is pretty stark. It's not a safe Republican stronghold anymore. It's now a battleground, and Democrats are proving they can win there, especially locally. That's a big shift for that area.
Definitely sounds like it. Now, the report doesn't just focus on the big metro areas, does it? It mentions some other races, too.
Right, and that's important. It helps show this wasn't just, you know, an urban phenomenon. They give examples to suggest a statewide pattern.
Like where?
Katy ISD, for instance. James Cross apparently defeated Victor Perez, who the report describes as a far-right incumbent, really focused on culture war talking points.
Okay, so a direct challenge on those grounds.
Seems like it. Also, a historic win for LaDonna Sherwood in Beaumont Ward 3, and Rollitt elected a new Democratic mayor.
So, examples from different regions, different kinds of communities.
Exactly. All reinforcing that broader picture the report paints. A pushback against perceived extremism, and maybe a turn towards candidates more focused on just governing locally.
So if we try to pull all these threads together, Tarrant, San Antonio, Dallas, Collin, these other races, what's the bigger story the Lone Star Left report is telling here about local politics in Texas?
I think the overarching narrative is about the rise of, well, local progressivism, or at least a successful counter movement to the far right push we've seen in recent years.
Driven by what?
Two things, mainly, according to the report, that consistent, long-term, deep organizing at the grassroots level, and also just plain voter dissatisfaction, people getting tired of the extremist candidates or the focus on divisive national issues instead of local ones.
And it's leading to wins in unexpected places.
That's a key point. Progressives and more moderate candidates winning where Democrats maybe haven't even run or haven't been competitive for years.
And why do these local races matter so much in the grand scheme of things?
Well, they have a huge direct impact, right? School boards decide, curriculum, budgets, city councils affect safety, development, budgets, inclusivity policies in your community.
Day-to-day stuff.
Exactly. Plus, the report makes the point that winning locally helps build the bench. You know, it develops experienced people who might run for higher office down the line. They give thanks to everyone involved in supporting these local efforts.
It really underscores that these down-ballot races, the ones that maybe don't get all the media attention, are actually incredibly important.
Absolutely. They shape communities directly.
So it definitely seems like these May 3rd election results, at least as interpreted by this report, signal a potentially significant shift, a move away from far-right influence at the local level across Texas.
That's the core message, yes. A clear trend identified in the report, with progressive gains showing up, even in traditionally conservative areas, not just the big cities.
Okay. So wrapping this up, what's a final thought or question we can leave with our listener to chew on?
Well, thinking about all this, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? How might these local results, this pattern we've discussed, act as a sort of early signal for bigger political shifts in Texas?
Like a preview of coming attractions.
Maybe. So the question for you is, consider those issues that seem to drive these local outcomes, public schools, inclusion, practical governing. What could sustained engagement and success at this local level actually mean for the future of state politics here in Texas? How might these trends ripple upwards?